From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama became the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Japanese city of Hiroshima, where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb on August 6, 1945, toward the end of World War II.
We come to ponder a terrible force unleashed in the not-so-distant past.
The president spoke after he and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe each placed a wreath at the peace memorial.
Mere words cannot give voice to such suffering. But we have a shared responsibility to look directly into the eye of history and ask what we must do differently to curb such suffering again.
After his remarks, the president greeted Hiroshima survivors attending the ceremony, shaking hands and embracing one elderly gentleman who was overcome with emotion. Obama said at the peace memorial that Hiroshima and Nagasaki should become known as the start of our own awakening. Also in Japan, leaders of the group of seven wealthiest economies called global growth their most urgent priority and expressed concern about North Korea, Russia, and maritime disputes as their summit came to a close on Friday. A final statement of the meeting addressed broad issues facing the global economy while glossing over a difference of opinion among the G7 leaders over fiscal stimulus. Weak demand and unaddressed structural problems are the key factors weighing on actual and potential growth, the 32-page declaration said. We remain committed to ensuring that growth is inclusive, job-rich, and benefiting all segments of society, the statement read. From Washington, this is VOA. Around 20 people are feared dead after a migrant boat capsized off Libya's coast Thursday. Officials say more than 80 people were rescued in the second such incident in 2 days. The Libyan Coast Guard reported that 4 bodies were found floating in the Mediterranean along with 2 empty boats, suggesting that more people drowned as smugglers take advantage of warm weather to transport larger numbers of migrants to Europe on unsafe vessels. Separately, a Libyan Navy spokesman tells the Associated Press that the Coast Guard rescued 2 groups of migrants, totaling more than 760 people. For its part, the Italian Navy released images of another rescue mission from an overturned shipwreck on Wednesday, also off Libya's coast. That one had about 500 migrants. Meanwhile, Greek authorities said Thursday they've completed the evacuation of Idomeni, the country's biggest informal refugee and migrant camp on the Macedonian border. Greek police said about 800 people were transported by bus to official shelters in other parts of northern Greece. Donald Trump is promising to cancel the Paris Climate Agreement and aggressively pursue U.S. fossil fuel development. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee gave a glimpse of his energy policy on Thursday at a petroleum conference in the north-central U.S. state of North Dakota, where oil production rocketed up tenfold over the past decade. Trump also used his energy speech to attack his Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton.
As bad as President Obama is, Hillary Clinton will be worse. She'll escalate the war against the American worker like never before, and against American energy, and she'll unleash the EPA to control every aspect of our lives and every aspect of energy.
The Paris Climate Agreement was signed by 195 countries in 2015 and seeks to limit increasing temperatures due to climate change. By focusing on energy policy, Trump emphasized a subject that has not drawn much attention in primary contests, but could be important in the general election. The United States may be treading on a path to a post-antibiotics era when more people will die from common infections. In a study published Thursday, the Defense Department researchers have confirmed the discovery of an antibiotic-resistant bacteria in the urine of a Pennsylvania woman who visited a clinic last month. Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said the discovery could mean we're at the end of the road for antibiotics. Frieden and other public health officials have long warned against overuse of antibiotics. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.